All right, Representative, this will not take long at all. You unveiled the plan today, a series of plans unveiled. Could you give us just some of the highlights?
Well, I think it has some what I'd call user taxes. It has a stadium tax or a seat tax. People that go to those games, Colts and Pacers, pay an additional 6% of the ticket price. It has a hotel motel tax, people that come to Indiana to stay, to visit our facilities, to go to games, to shop, to go to firemen's conventions, pay a little extra in their hotel bill, auto rental tax. And then it has an increased contribution from the state, which would come from the state sales and income taxes earned at the new Marriott hotel complex here in downtown.
Why not expand the downtown sports district to maybe Circle Center Mall, the Westin Hotel, the other Marriott, sort of connected by the Gerbil Tubes, or at the very least, maybe the state and the CIB do some revenue sharing, and as Marriott, as the new hotel and other things come online, those contributions are sort of brought back to previous levels?
Well, first of all, those all sound great, but you're giving the state's money away. In other words, those are revenues that normally flow to the state of Indiana that we use to run schools or hospitals, whatever it else is that we do. So you got to be kind of careful how much of that money you give away. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that every city would like the same thing. I come from Fort Wayne. In Fort Wayne, there's a shopping center called Glenbrook Mall. Why don't we include Glenbrook Mall in their professional sports development district? So you can't make those things quite as it's not quite as easy and fair to do as they suggest.
But at least in the short run, it gives the CIB some cash to operate. But then as the conventions and other things come online, that revenue increase replaces what you get from the state, and that sort of phased back out to. So the state's really not out of anything for any extended period of time.
Well, no, and I'm not unwilling to look at a little additional expansion. I just tell you it raises other problems. And right now we're having trouble funding education, other things, and pretty tough to give up cash.
What about the Colts and Pacers? I mean, we all talk about, saw the letter that they came out in the mail. I mean, you made the comment, you know, sort of reminded the Colts about karma, you know, what kind of goes around, you know, comes around.
That's a good saying. That's life, you know. Someday they may need a hand, and somebody's going to say, hey, when we needed a hand, you weren't there. Well, the Pacers, I think we've all concluded that the Pacers said, give us $15 million. I don't think there's any way in the world they're getting $15 million help. They get half that, they'll be doing good. That's what we said, in essence, by paying part of the cost of the operation of their facility. So that's a done deal in my mind. I wish the Colts would step up, but I can't make them.
So do you think what do you think the end result? Okay, well, obviously, if you can't make the Colts, you can't make the Colts. Are you confident that you guys will have this matter resolved at least now by April 29th? It seemed to be the move from talking to some folks that people feel a little bit better. At least everybody's now talking, at least out in the open and public and to each other, as opposed to this person talking to this person behind closed doors and this sort of quiet conversation taking place.
There are six proposals out there now, Abdul, that I know of. Surely one of them or some combination will work. Yeah, I think we all understand that a vibrant, strong downtown Indianapolis is important to Indiana.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.